isang dating tagaloob ng industriya ng greyhound racing, ang nagsabi na ang sektor ay may kumpletong pagwawalang bahala sa kalusugan at kapakanan ng mga hayop at inilalagay nito ang tubo sa harap ng kaligtasan. Ang veterinaryong Dr. Greg Bryant ay nagtrabaho para sa Greyhound Racing New South Wales noong mga taon ng 2014 at 2015. Sinabi niya sa ABC na regular siyang hinihilingang patayin ang mga malulusog na hayop dahil hindi ito tumatakbo ng mahusay.
There is no commitment to animal welfare that I witnessed. There were many requests to euthanize dogs that I regarded as being unnecessary. People would request you to put a dog down because it was old and not performing well, because it had an injury and they said, oh, it's not going to be any good anymore. A good one costs you as much as a bad one. And the way you make a profit is you get rid of the bad ones and just keep the good ones.
Sinabi naman ni Ron Marsden na kung saan ang kanyang pamilya ay kasama sa pag-aanak at pagsasanay ng mga aso na nasa minoridad lamang ang mga ganitong kaso.
We look after dogs. If you're going to be competitive, you've got to have your dog at the top. And if you're going to go and race and not look after them, they're not going to race well. So you're wasting your time if you're not going to look after your dogs.
Matatag si Premier Mike Baird sa kanyang desisyong ipagbawal ang karera ng aso. Sa isang talumpating ginawa sa pulong na kasama ng mga kinatawan ng industriya, magbuhat ng ipahayag ang pagbabawal, sinabi niya na ang halaga ng pagsama sa greyhound racing ay napakamahal.
It's not just a concern, it's a nice term, isn't it? Industry use wastage. I'd prefer dogs slaughtered, because that's what it is. So let's call it as it is. Dogs are being slaughtered, and if you use a conservative number, since 2004 it's 58,000. Dogs have been slaughtered. Healthy dogs, whose only crime has been they're not fast enough, and that's not what I'm saying. They're the numbers that Justice McHugh has put together. So on a conservative basis, they are the numbers.
Ang pagsasara ng industriya ng greyhound racing ay kasunod ng paglalathala ng isang investigasyon na nakadiskubre ng malawakang kalupitan sa mga hayop kagaya ng malakihang pagpatay at buhay na pain. Ang pagsusuring pinamunuan ni Michael McHugh, isang abogado, ay nakatagpo din ng maraming tigasanay na umaayaw sa paggagamot ng mga veterinaryo sa mga nasusugatang aso at sa halip ay gumagamit ng mas mura at kung minsan ay napakasakit na paraan. Ang desisyon ay nagpagalit sa mga tao sa kahabaan ng bansa na kung saan marami ang pumipintas dahil sa di o manong kakulangan ng pagdinig sa industriya na hindi ginawa bago nagdesisyong ipagbawal ang karera. Nagdaas din ito ng pangamba na libu-libong asong sinasabing hindi pakikinabangan ay papatayin. Sinabi sa mga reporter ng pinuno ng RSPCA New South Wales branch, Steve Coleman, na umaasa siyang hindi ito mangyayari.
This is a decision in the interest of many, many thousands of animals and their welfare before financial interest. There's been many comments this week that really do concern me. One is that somehow this decision has resulted in a death warrant for these animals. There is a death warrant. There has been a death warrant for these dogs for many, many years. Thousands upon thousands of animals every year have been killed because of the industry. We will do everything that we can possibly do to support owners, to support their animals.
Idiniin naman ni Premier Mike Baird ang pagnanasa ng gobyerno na magtrabaho silang kasama ng industriya sa kahabaan ng transisyon.
We're determined to do everything we can to support them in the transition. And I did thank the industry for coming along to the meeting today. It wasn't an easy one, but it was one certainly that I appreciated in the sense the openness and the understanding of both where we are. I told the industry this morning, I can't imagine how they're feeling. I know they're gutted, and I know that this is something that has come as a shock to them and at the same time has devastating impacts for them personally. I can't try and pretend that I can understand exactly how they're feeling. But I can assure you, I want to work with them as we transition to try and give them every opportunity, either for additional employment and obviously about the welfare of the dogs, how we support them.